6 minutes after 1 o'clock, this is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580, the Information Advantage. Good afternoon, I'm Jay Pierce in for Celeste Quinn. The associate producer of the program is Harriet Williamson, and Henry Frayne is the technical director. According to a recent study conducted by the Education Trust, the achievement gap between white and minority students is widening again after decades of progress. And today, African Americans, Latino, and Native American students perform well below whites in all subjects and at all grade levels. Similar achievement gaps persist into college. There are a number of initiatives to address what is brought out by this study. And one of those is Achievement Matters. It's a campaign being mounted by the Urban League nationwide in partnership with State Farm Insurance and I believe also the American Newspaper Association? Newspaper Publishers Association is involved as well. Well, today on the Afternoon Magazine, we'll be discussing how this program is going to be mounted locally in Champaign County by the Urban League of Champaign County. And the president and CEO of the Champaign County Urban League, Tracy Parsons, is with us. Good afternoon, Tracy.
Thank you, Jack, for having me.
And we also have with us Joe Stovall, who is a State Farm insurance agent, also involved in many of the activities with the Urban League in Champaign County, and also is involved with the Achievement Matters by his association with not only the Urban League, but also the State Farm company on the local and national level. Tracy, tomorrow is going to be a big kickoff. Why don't we start out by talking about what's going to be happening? It's obviously meant to bring a lot of awareness to this campaign, and then we'll get into some of the specifics about why Champaign County decided to get involved and how it was selected to be one of just 60 cities nationwide to participate in the campaign. Tomorrow's the big kickoff.
Yeah, tomorrow's the big day. We are looking forward to a day full of activities promoting our young people, acknowledging those that are doing the right thing, and really beginning the process of changing that whole perception about academic achievement. And when I say changing, I mean really putting some focus on the importance of academic achievement as something that we talk about. We often spend so much time talking about the negative things that our young people are doing or are not doing. And oftentimes, you know, your industry, the media, tends to focus just on those types of things. And so the intent of the day tomorrow, but not only that, it's to really change this whole notion of academic achievement, putting it out on the forefront as an expectation for all youth. Mm-hmm. You gave and talked about the important issues here locally that I think we're really focusing on, the fact that African-American children are not achieving at a very high level across the board in our community. It is a nationwide issue, but focusing on our community, they're not achieving at a very high level at all. Mm-hmm. And until we make this a community-wide issue, something that we say is unacceptable, we will continue to have the disparities that we have. And so we want to change that. It's a one-day event tomorrow that we're putting a great deal of focus and energy and excitement in. But this is an ongoing campaign that we're going to continue getting this message across.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as tomorrow goes, it's a day that includes a parade. The Jesse White tumbling team, the Secretary of State's tumbling team, is going to be down from Chicago. Marching bands will begin from as far away as Mississippi, I understand. And there will be entertainments, a carnival. Where's all this taking place and when?
Yeah, it's going to take place at Douglas Park in Champaign. This is actually the third year we've had the event. Mm-hmm. It's not hit this magnitude until this year. Joe Stovall and State Farm Insurance Company has just been tremendous and instrumental in helping us take this campaign and this message to the next level, actually. So we've had the events before. I think the first year we did it, we had about 300 people participate. The next year, it was about 700. And this year, we're just so excited. We're anticipating between 5,000 to 7,000 people that will be participating in this day-long event. It'll start at 11 o'clock with the parade, and we're going to go through the neighborhoods that are and have been traditionally African-American residents residing in those areas. The high-energy parade, and, you know, with the marching bands, and we have, I believe, about 15 different organizations that will be marching with us. Really, everyone coming to support this notion that academic achievement is important and critical to what we're doing. And so after that, we'll come back to the park, and we'll have a whole host of activities from dance groups to awards presentations from, I believe, 8 different organizations that are acknowledging the young people that are in their programs, doing the right thing, doing well. We want to acknowledge them. We'll have dance acts. We'll have musical acts from hip-hop groups to gospel groups to rhythm and blues groups to, you know, just the full gamut, and everyone, again, coming together on the notion that achievement matters.
Mm-hmm. Joe Stovall, let's talk with you a little bit about how State Farm Insurance got involved and you personally in this current initiative.
Well, to talk about State Farm in terms of its involvement, it began back in 1997. On a national level, State Farm Insurance made a commitment to the National Urban League on the Achievement Matters program because, as our president, Ed Russ, stated, it's simply the right thing to do. If you want to make impact on the future of our country and specifically on our community, the best way to go is to try to assist children. And so State Farm made a commitment monetarily of $1.2 million to the National Achievement Matters program. Locally, my involvement began last year with Tracy and the Urban League here in Champaign County. When the program was initially started, it was designated for larger metropolitan areas, and we came up with the idea of trying to use it on a smaller market scale. Champaign became the pilot in the state of Illinois for the Achievement Matters program on a smaller market scale. It was very, very successful last year. People at State Farm, corporate, and our regional office in Bloomington, Illinois, became very excited, and they promoted it again for a second year. What we've been able to do here locally, we've been able to bring other corporate sponsors aboard. We currently have, along with State Farm, UPS, the Rapp House, Provena Hospital, Carr Hospital, Champaign Park District, Illinois Power, Kraft, Motorola, the Champaign and Urbana Schools Districts, Allen Bradley, just to name a few of the local corporate sponsors who have come on board because they feel this is a positive message. It's something that we need to become involved in. And it's a program they think will really be a good investment for these mm-hmm. corporations because these children, as you know, will become our customers in the 21st century, and they will become our employees and associates in the 21st century.
Let me mention that the telephone lines are open throughout this conversation at 333-9455 if you'd like to join in with questions or comments for either or both of our guests. 333-9455 if you're in Champaign-Urbana, or if you're calling long distance anywhere you can hear us, 1-800-222-9455. That's 1-800-222-WILL or 333-WILL locally. We're talking about the Urban League's Achievement Matters Initiative. And on the program this afternoon, Tracy Parsons, who is president and CEO of the Urban League of Champaign County, and Joe Stovall, who is involved with the Urban League and its activities and also a State Farm insurance agent in Champaign-Urbana. And State Farm is the national corporate sponsor of the Achievement Matters campaign. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jay Pierce in for Celeste Quinn today. Feel free to give us a call and participate in the conversation at any point. Tracy, you were talking about why it's important to pay particular attention to the African-American youth in the community and their achievement levels because, as we noted from the study, there is a disparity between white and minority achievement levels. I know it's difficult to keep from oversimplifying when you ask, is there any one reason? that you can pinpoint that would be at least, you know, maybe one of the more important aspects that maybe has come to consciousness over the last several years? Because it appeared, at least from what the study that I mentioned at the beginning of the program showed, that there was some narrowing in the gap, and then all of a sudden the gap has been getting wider. Is there any one significant factor that can be identified?
Well, I don't think there's any one. And part of my work with the Urban League, obviously educational issues is one of the things that we put a great deal of emphasis on, a great deal of thrust as part of the work that we do. I think there's a number of different things that are factors, though, that contribute to what's going on with our schools and our kids achieving in them. One is just that the system and the way that we educate kids, I think, is a little outdated, and we need to look at that as how effective it is as teaching methods and those types of things, the curriculum, what we're actually teaching our kids. You know, I think what we found with our equity audits that have gone on within our school districts in Champaign and Urbana, that there are some issues that we need to resolve and clarify and change, quite honestly, with the way that we educate our kids within our districts. There are certainly some issues that hinder, in my opinion, African-American children's expectations for success. I think we need to challenge teachers to have a higher expectation for African-American children to achieve in school. Parents of African-American children, generally speaking, are not involved enough in the educational process of their children, and we have to change that. So structurally, we're looking at how we educate, the structural makeup of our school districts. Those are problematic. Parental involvement is horrible. And so when we look at those types of factors, and then we look at the fact that we've had a lot of social promotion and promoting kids who can't read and write up through the school systems, and they graduate, and now these are the parents of the kids that are not achieving as well. So there's been so many factors over the years. We've had, you know, this whole notion of, and especially locally here, of integrating our schools and busing black kids for integration purposes, and I think we've found that that's not been the most effective thing to do. And so there's been so many things that attribute that. I don't think you can say one, but I've tried to just lay out four or five different things there.
A lot of the things you brought up would cut across any social, race, and socioeconomic lines. In particular, one thing that interested me is, as you said, that in school systems, teachers in the classroom need to have higher expectations for African American students. Is there evidence of, or do you perception that they're not being challenged as greatly, or
there was a recent study done by the University of Illinois, one of our elementary schools here locally, and that study found that only 30% of those teachers actually believed that those children had the ability to learn and be successful, and I think that hits it right on the head. It's not all teachers, and you know, whenever you make these blanket statements, you obviously probably offend some teachers, but generally speaking.
But there are evidence of cases.
There's certainly evidence of cases. And so when we look at things like suspension rates, discipline issues, special ed types of issues, gifted programs issues, I mean, we can go across the board with all those types of things, we see the disparity. What we found with our school districts after we've gone through our audits of those processes is that so many of those things were done through subjective measures. Teacher recommendations, parents who know how to manipulate or work within the system, knew how to get their children in those types of classes. Well, when you come from families that are disengaged in the school structure, you don't know how to make it work for your child. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't have an advocate in the school pushing for those children, pushing to make sure that they are successful, we start seeing that's how they were slipping through the cracks. And it's so easy to take a child who's maybe having some difficulty with issues within the classroom and get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And again, we talk about just the whole notion that we know that if children can't read by the third grade, we lose them. And so there's so many factors, obviously, that attribute to that processes. Are they prepared before they get to elementary school? What happens once they get there? And once we've lost them in the third grade, we know we can predict who's going to drop out, who's going to be the problematic children at middle and high school. Franklin. So,
if you'd like to join the conversation again, it's 333-9455 in Champaign-Urbana, and long distance, it's toll-free, 1-800-222-9455. What about the results of opening up the schools throughout the city of Champaign, to where families select which school and then apply to that school? It's not necessarily the idea of the old neighborhood school in a community. Has that, in your opinion, proven to be a good idea?
Well, I'll answer it two ways.
Mm-hmm.
The first would be, if you believe in integrated schools, and I think I really went into this process believing that integration was what was best for Champaign-Urbana school students. We live in a community where minority students represent about 12% of the population. And so to look at, and I would also, the other factor of this is that in the African American community, 70% of our population is considered low income. And so if you look at putting neighborhood schools together, you're going to have very poor schools that are all black. And can we trust or believe that the school districts would put the resources necessary in those types of schools to make them effective? I don't know if we can. And so I went into this process believing that integration was very important. Mm-hmm. And going through the process and looking at how effective it actually is, I'm not convinced anymore that integration is the best thing for what we should be working towards. I believe that we should make all the buildings strong, good quality education, so it doesn't matter what building that you're in, you have the ability to learn. And so that's a long answer to your question, but I think those are the types of things that are surfacing now. We're busing kids all the way across town for a building, and many times they're getting in that building, they're not learning any more than they could if they were living in their local neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's several factors with that as well. I mean,
it would seem on the surface that if you were from a poorer socioeconomic, economically disadvantaged area of town, and you had the opportunity to have your children go to a school that was in one of the richer communities, maybe in the southwest side of town, for just as an example, and be around, you know, more economically, at least, advantaged children, you know, maybe they would pick up and role model. I mean, that's what it would seem like.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that some of that doesn't happen, you know, that maybe children are getting exposed and seeing things much differently than what they might see in their neighborhoods. And so for a child or two, they maybe pick up on some of those techniques. But probably what you find is that those kids come in on the bus, they have the stigma of here comes those kids that come in off the bus. Most of them are economically disadvantaged, so they have, you know, they're there for the free lunch programs and those types of things. So there's the stigma of those types of scenarios that these kids come into the mm-hmm. equation. But what you find really when you get to those programs or those schools is that the kids are not really integrated from that perspective. And so you have those kids that are being bused out to the schools, but they then are then taken out for specialty programs, additional reading, or those types of things. And in some cases, those types of services are not available for them. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a classroom that 80% of the students are working at a much accelerated pace, that other 20% is going to be missing out. And, you know, and we talk about teachers and expectations, but if a teacher has a classroom of 25 students, it is very challenging for that teacher to effectively reach each student where they are. And so I just don't think after we've had, 20 years of integration here that we can really say that it's been very successful for African-American students.
So let's talk about how Achievement Matters is going to try to address some of these issues. Parental involvement in education is a problem. Another problem that's cited is adults as role models for the youth in the community. And Achievement Matters will, Joe, let's talk about how Achievement Matters might be addressing some of these issues.
Well, number one, I think for kids to actually realize their dreams, adults must care. And they must show that they care. And mm-hmm. this is the way Achievement Matters will work for State Farm is Number one, we're going to work to increase community awareness and involvement in youth achievement. Tracy talked earlier about the day of celebration, which will be Saturday. And at that day of celebration, you'll have many youth who've achieved academically here in the local high schools, and they'll be receiving awards. And that's important so that other students and other children in the community can see what occurs when you do the right thing. And I think just by publicizing that, that's a start. Another thing, as Tracy talked about, is to combat the anti-achievement message that is being received in the community. I think for years, it's actually been cool to be dumb, you know, for lack of a better term. I think children who carried books, were involved in clubs and programs that really sponsored achievement were stigmatized and when they were coming up through the school system. And I think we need to break that message. And there's nothing wrong with a kid going to get extra credit and things of that nature. And we need to combat that. And by publicizing the achievement of other students throughout the schools, maybe that might rub off on other students and they may say, hey, this is something I want to get involved in. Lastly, what we want to do is stress to adults, parents, community leaders, et cetera, the importance of emphasizing youth achievement and what it means for their futures. As I spoke earlier, we're going into a new millennium. These children right now, the 20th century, will be our customers, our employees, and our associates in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. So it's vital and important that the adults understand this is a small investment with large returns available if we just take the time and we take the effort. If we don't take the time now, we'll be spending much more time in the future trying to correct a problem that may not be able to be corrected.
I think we really look at this campaign as just that. You know, it's a campaign that we must change the message. We must change the expectation. We must change the way we view this whole educational component and how critical it is to the health, the vitality of our community. You know, our community is only as strong as its weakest link. And so if you have a black community that's 70% low income, you know, they're unemployed, they're not working, they're not contributing to the tax base, all those types of things have an impact on the quality of life for all of us. And so we must change that. We must, as a community, rally around educational achievement for our community. Specifically in the black community, we must become vigilant about this notion and this issue. And so this is not a one quick fix. You know, we're going to have a big hoopla about this whole thing tomorrow, and that's going to be it. Mm-hmm. This is the start of what we're going to be doing throughout the next year is not only with media and marketing types of initiatives like what tomorrow is, but actually hosting forums, hosting different types of trainings, getting in the schools, getting speakers, getting, you know, the persons like Joe Stovall in our schools so our young people can see. He's a product of Champaign Schools, Champaign High School. And he's gone through our system. He's achieved. Now he's coming back. He owns his own business. He's a father. He's a leader in our community. And kids need to meet people like him. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of what we have to do here is bring people out of their comfort zones, whether you're the underachiever or the overachiever, and get you involved in helping to shape our young people.
Mm-hmm. Well, modeling is certainly a technique, and having role models is certainly a technique that any motivational training that you go to will espouse. And that's one aspect of it. And then as you go, let's talk about the home environment a little bit. How do you propose to address that? Because a child can go to school and have the positive influences, go to a rally, go to any kind of a program outside of the home, but still goes home at night. And how do you reach the parents? How do you talk to parents and impress upon them the need for them to instill this by example in their children?
Well, I think from our perspective, especially with State Farm Insurance, if you have a slogan like a good neighbor, if you show that you're a good neighbor and you come out into the park and you come out into the schools and the adults are there and they're interacting with the children, I think that'll impress upon the parents that if other people are taking interest in their child's welfare, their child's education, and things of that nature, that will spark some interest. But if a corporation just donates money but not time, mm-hmm. then the interest is lost. So I think if you've got those foot soldiers out there who are in the community, who are not afraid to come out and spend some time one-on-one. I mean, it's just amazing how much influence you can have on a child's life just by sitting down and maybe having a 5 or 10 minute conversation, just showing that you truly are interested and truly care about their future interests, and also showing if there's no ulterior motive in terms of what you're trying to do other than to get them to ultimately achieve their maximum potential. The parents will see that, and hopefully, you know, if we keep a positive spin on this, hopefully that will change the attitudes and influences in the home.
And I think that's where we talk about the comprehensive approach, and if our corporate leaders and our business community can really rally and put the manpower along with the financial resources, that'll enable us to then come from our social service sector and our school sector to do the more hands-on, direct involvement types of activities that are needed. You know, one of the things that I truly believe in our community is that we have enough programs, we have the resources here to effectively impact this issue. We're not Chicago, we're not St. Louis, we're not Detroit, where the cities themselves are poor and struggling, and the depths of the problems and the bureaucracy is so deep that you really have a difficult time changing the structures. We don't have that problem here in Champaign-Urbana. We can make a difference. We can change the way that we do business to effectively change the impact and the quality of education that our young people receive. So it will take, as I mentioned, you know, the Urban League taking the lead and providing trainings for parents, forums that talk about educational outcomes and state goals and state codes and all of these types of things that are impacting education. That's part of what our role should be from the Urban League, and that's part of what you'll be seeing us doing, is taking the more direct hands-on approach with parents, family, and really helping our community to understand the critical aspect of this. But we can't do it alone. The schools can't do it alone. For so long, the schools have tried to work and solve these problems in isolation. And so the business community hasn't really been at the table to talk about what their needs are, how we can help prepare them, help prepare the young people to come into the world of business. Government has been isolated, and so we've had all this great growth in our community. But we don't take the time to understand, because we've expanded north and south so much, what impact does that have on our schools? So now we build new schools, but we believe in integrated schools. So now we're busing black kids 45 minutes to get them to school, when they could literally walk to school and be there in 5 minutes. And so we have to come together and get a strategic approach to our growth. And I believe community growth is good for all of us. But we have to do it together. So the schools, government, business, everyone has to come on the same accord when we look at this and how it impacts the quality of education that we have in our young people.
And that is Tracy Parsons, President and CEO of the Urban League of Champaign County. And also with us, Joe Stovall. He's a State Farm agent and involved in many of the Urban League's programs in Champaign-Urbana. We're talking about the Achievement Matters campaign. I'm Jay Pearson for Celeste Quinn on the Afternoon Magazine today on AM 580 WILL. If you'd like to join the conversation with a question or comment, our phone number locally is 333-9455. And anywhere you can hear us, toll-free, if it's a long-distance call, 1-800-222-9455. That's 333-WILL, 1-800-222-WILL. And your questions and comments are welcome anytime during the conversation. Or if you just want to sit and listen to what we're saying here, that's fine, too. The important thing is sharing the information and having the dialogue. So I guess part of the message is what I'm hearing here is that maybe it's a conscious effort, maybe it's not a totally conscious effort to fight perhaps the stereotype of looking for more handouts and more government programs. What I've heard you saying, Tracy, a lot is teaching youth in the minority community how important it is to get an education and embrace the opportunities that are here, given the fact that the economy is at an incredibly robust point, especially in a town like Champaign-Urbana. Unemployment is low. There are opportunities there, but you have to be prepared for them. And that is a shift in mentality for a lot of people who perhaps have resigned themselves to the fact that the opportunities aren't there for them, maybe learned that through lack of expectations in schools through watching parents who may be caught in a cycle that they themselves haven't broken out of. And so is that a good observation?
Well, I certainly believe it's a change. It's a change in philosophy. It's a change in expectation. It's a change in how we view ourselves from the fact that we can be successful. You know, in Champaign, it's so interesting, in Champaign and Urbana, Joe Stovall and persons like ourselves, I'm an Urbana person. I grew up, went to Urbana High School. And growing up, I didn't have, you know, the wealth of opportunities, just exposure with summer jobs, with, you know, learning about the infrastructure of our communities through government, through opportunities to learn that Champaign-Urbana is a place that I could thrive in, I could raise my family in. I had to move away and then come back to learn that. And so we have to change that as a process. I'm sure Joe could probably share very similar scenarios with himself. We didn't view Champaign as a place where we could be successful. We felt we had to go through our schools, and the first thing we wanted to do was get away from it. I didn't think about coming to U of I. You know, it was let me get away from here because, you know, this is where my opportunities lies away. And so until we change that and get our young people to believe that this is a wonderful community, the University of Illinois is a wonderful institution, we have a thriving business community, we have a number of opportunities for them as young people that they can be successful here, we won't change our community. And so that's the big part, it's the underlying part of this campaign, is to get the business community to bring our young people in for internships and job opportunities, to get the parents employed in meaningful opportunities, you know, not the minimum wage types of activities that so often that they only have as an opportunity. And so until we change all those types of things, you know, We can't be successful with our young people. So they need to see a Joe Stovall. They need to be in his business. They need to work for him. They need to see him out in the community. They need to see him in the schools. And so when we get to that point of understanding and working together in collaboration, that's when we'll start seeing the success of our young people. And they'll understand that what's expected is for them to be working, for them to be achieving in school, for them to be A and B students. You know, one of the things here is that we're having our Thurgood Marshall Achiever Society that we're implementing here as part of this campaign. This is for African-American students that have B averages. And in both Champaign and Urbana, we have less than 100 students in high school that fit that criteria, which is roughly about 3 or 4% of the black students. And that's horrible. That's unacceptable. And as a community, we should say that's unacceptable, that only 4% of our population is being educated at a high level. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of what we're doing here, is changing that from the black community to say that we don't allow that, we shouldn't allow that, we should have higher expectation for our kids. And so we're going to be involved from a completely different level, whether it's through our churches, whether it's through our activity that we do, whether it's through our neighborhoods. And sometimes, you know, if you talk to a low-income or a poor parent about their child and their child achieving, they want what's best for their child, but they don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And so those of us that have had the success or have had the exposure or have the information, we have to give that to them. We have to provide them with the support, the necessary. We have to maybe teach them how to work together, how to teach, bring their kids together to study together. And even though they might not know how to read or at a high level or do the math or do the French or the Spanish or the science projects, whatever it might be, they can sit there with their child, turn that television off, spend time on task with those young people, and that can help them. They can read to them. Let the kids read to them. So until we start giving the parents those types of tools, you know, to assist in this process, that's what the campaign's about, is changing that and implementing those types of things.
Joe, what about your experiences as you were growing up and going through the school system in Champaign and then deciding to become a business person in the community? How did you make that decision? Why are you someone who succeeded against what the odds might have been?
Well, I think for myself personally, it started at home, good parenting. My mother was a teacher in the school district, Unit 4, so academics was stressed in our household. But also I had an opportunity through sports and academics to be associated with a diverse group of people. and I got to see a lot of things that maybe a lot of kids aren't fortunate enough to see. And by being involved in academics and in sports, like I said, that it really gave me an opportunity to challenge myself personally, to go out and see what was out in the world. I think back to my high school career. One of the awards I received when I was in high school, they gave out a Student of the Month award, and I received one for academics. And that's one of the awards that I still relish to this day, just due to the fact that, as I stated earlier about adults caring about youth, it told me that my efforts weren't going to waste. Somebody was actually recognizing the time that I spent doing my homework, getting good grades, and so on and so forth, being on the honor roll. And as Tracy said, we had similar paths. After I completed my education here in Champaign, the same thought process. I thought I had to leave to become successful. I thought I had reached my pinnacle here in Champaign after graduating from high school, and I went on and left college, mm-hmm. et cetera. But as I've matured, I understood that there were a lot of adults involved in my life that allowed me to reach the success that I've reached in my life. And so I felt I was obligated to come back to the community and turn that back around so that I could give the same thing to kids here in the community that people gave to me. And I think from a corporate standpoint, I think corporations need to understand now, with a lot of these emerging markets, we talk about the African-American community, but we've got an Asian community and a Hispanic community. So many different communities that are growing, that from a corporate perspective, if you want to continue to grow as a corporation, your company must understand these markets. They must be able to relate to these markets. And you must have some employees from these markets, because if your company doesn't look like the community, it's going to be hard to get your goods and services out there. So from a corporate standpoint, I think it's just, as I said, a small investment in terms of the time and the money that they're putting forth. Because in the 21st century, with the way things are changing, the way things are growing so rapidly, we need to reach youth now and get them to understand basic transferable skills will be important when you go to college and it's time for a job interview. Simple things, handshakes, looking someone in the eye, the proper dress, and things of that nature. Those are some of the transferable skills that will come with this Achievement Matters campaign that people will be able to receive in after-school program and mentoring programs and things of that nature. So that's what got me mm-hmm. involved, because someone did it for me. So I think I'm obligated to do it for them.
We do have a line four phone call. On line four, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes. What I want to know is, how is the average family going to be able to send their kids to college? Now, I understand in India, I mean, that is the country of India, they have a lot of kids that are computer knowledge, and they're also being hired by people here in the United States. Caterpillar has employed quite a few Indian kids to run computers. Now, with the price of $20,000 and up on college education, the average person will never be able to send their kids to college.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a good point. You know, and for so long, you asked about our educational structure and our educational emphasis. For so long, we were only preparing young people for college. And so we forgot about vocational training. We forgot about those types of skills that our young people need to be successful. So I think we've seen in our educational system start to come back around and understand the importance. And that's the reason I talked about internships and exposing young people to the different types of opportunities that are available, where you might not be able to go to college, but you can work right away. Mm-hmm. I believe education is lifelong learning. And so we must teach our young people that they're always going to be learning. So whether it's college, whether it's a skill, whether it's the armed forces, I mean, there's so many things that our young people can do, should be doing, but because they're not exposed to them, they're not aware of them, they don't see them as real opportunities for themselves, it's so easy for them to give up and get into the streets, get into the easy, the fast life, I like to call it, you know. And so that's an easier option, because they don't believe and understand. If you talk to the average young person today, they want it now. They don't understand that, you know, I'm 37, I'm really just now getting into my own professionally, economically, and those types of things. And I've been at this for 20 years now. So, yes, when I was 21, I probably couldn't afford to do the things I really wanted to do, but this has been part of the process. And so his question is good, because you can't prepare everyone for college. I do believe that you're preparing them to teach themselves how to learn, though. Mm-hmm. And so we use and look at college as the barometer. If you're not in school, you're not successful, or you're not going the proper route. And I don't believe that. But there are so many opportunities. And if a young person today knows computers at the end of his high school education, he or she can work and make good money.
Kind of add to that, we talk about achievement matters. That's why it's important to reach youth early, because if they understand that their academic success early in life will open doors and opportunities for them later on in life, maybe at the point when it's time for them to graduate from high school, if their GPA is at a particular point, they'll be eligible for scholarships and grants and things of that nature that might help them get that education that they may not be able to afford personally. So that's why it's important with the Achievement Matter campaign of striving and identifying youth who are reaching these goals and to push them forward, so that in the future, when they do get that point where they're at the high school graduation and it's time to go to college, there'll be grants and scholarships available for them.
Now, why couldn't these corporations have a certain amount of college scholarships for kids that are above average in mentality and also application?
Well, I think most corporations do have programs set aside like that. If you need any information in reference to scholarship programs, specifically through State Farm, et cetera, you can contact me at my office at 356-8300, or feel free to contact any corporate sponsor I named off earlier in the program. I think most of us do have programs set aside for that, and we just need to get the information out to the general public.
I have two boys that started out at Caterpillar in the shop, and they were above average mentality. The company went ahead and gave them time off to go to Bradley University to learn to operate computers. Now both of them are in the Caterpillar in the office operating computers.
That's terrific. Those are the type of stories we like to hear.
Good. Well, thank you very much for your call. I would suggest perhaps that the Urban League is a good resource for information about what scholarships are available and what where to go to look for that, as well as your high school counselor.
Well, I think there's so many opportunities with the Internet. There's ways of researching. And one of the things is just teaching young people how to learn and investigate and hustle to find the information, because it's out there.
There's a lot of money out there that's untapped in the way of scholarships, and there's a lot of opportunity. And so Achievement Matters is a program from the Urban League. State Farm Insurance is the corporate sponsor. And all of the others who are involved in it, trying to raise the awareness in the community and in the youth, in the minority communities, specifically the African-American community, to see that ray of light. Because I know it's very easy when you're faced, when you're standing there at that point where it's, do I put another 4 or 5 or 6 hard years in and see what happens after that, you know, work, go to college part-time, you know, do the struggle, or do I go into the street trade and make that instant money and get the instant gratification, which...
It's short-lived.
Correct me if I'm... Yeah, I was going to say...
It doesn't last.
Yeah. And so it's that's a current initiative of the Urban League. And tomorrow is going to be the kickoff, and again, this is going to center around Douglas Park.
Douglas Park in Champaign, which is on 5th Street.
Right, 5th and Grove in Champaign. To kind of give you an idea, we talked earlier about the awards. We've got 21 different groups in terms of entertainment. To give you an idea, there's a marching band, Rosa Fort from Tunica, Mississippi, Hillcrest Marching Band, Jesse White Tumblers. The U of I Black Chorus will be out. The Urbana High School Choir, which I think they just went to the Vatican earlier this year. So, I mean, there's just going to be a variety of groups, entertainment, et cetera. Tracy stated the program kicks off at 11. There'll be a parade going through town. And I really think that this can become one of the biggest activities in Champaign County, not just in Champaign-Urbana.
And I would add that the white community should feel comfortable coming. I've had a number of those questions when I've seen people, is this for the black community only? And my answer is absolutely not. It's for our entire community, because this is something I hope we all can rally around.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do the Right Thing Day.
That's right.
That's what it's called. All right. Tracy Parsons is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Champaign County. And Joe Stovall is involved with many of the activities in the Urban League and is a State Farm insurance agent in Champaign-Urbana. State Farm, the national corporate sponsor of Achievement Matters. Thank you both for coming and talking about this initiative.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.